नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य परमलघुमञ्जूषायाः सप्तमः पाठः मार्च् मासस्य सप्तदशः दिनाङ्कः. अद्य वयं शक्तिनिरूपणस्य किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कृत्वा लक्षणाम् अधिकृत्य पठामः. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. शिवन्नत्वा हि नागेशेनानिन्द्या परमालघुः वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तमञ्जूषैषा विरच्यते. मञ्जूषायां प्रथमं प्रकरणं शक्तिनिरूपणम् अस्माभिः अधीतम्. किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. तत्र केचन प्रश्नाः सन्ति. प्रश्नानाम् आधारेण प्रकरणे अधीतानां विषयाणां पुनर्मथनं कर्तुं शक्नुमः. स्फोटप्रभेदाः के, तत्र कस्य मुख्यत्वम्, ये वक्तुमिच्छन्ति कृपया हस्तमुन्नयन्तु. प्लीज़ यूस् द हेण्ड् बटन् टु रेज़् युर् हेण्ड् सो दट् यू केन् टेल्. यू केन् गिव् युर् आन्सर्स् इन् संस्कृत आर् इङ्ग्लिश्. इट् इस् ओके इफ् इट् इस् नाट् फुल्लि करेक्ट्. जस्ट् फोर् मी टु नो टु वाट् एक्स्टेण्ट् यु हव् बीन् एबल् टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द थिङ्ग्स्. ओके, सो इट् इस् फैन्. इट्स् नाट् एनी टेस्ट् आर् एनिथिङ्ग्. इट्स् जस्ट् an interactive thing. Yeah. Sphota prabhedah ke, tatra kaha sphotah mukhyah iti prathama prashnah. Why am I not able to unmute anybody? I'm sorry, just a moment. Padmavati?
Varna Pada Vakya Bhedaha Sotasya.
तत्र तावदेव वा? अग्रे पुनः प्रभेद
जातिव्यक्तिप्रभेदेन श्रद्धा अखण्ड पदस्फोट अखण्ड वाक्यस्फोटः इति तेषु वाक्यस्फोटः मुख्यः.
एवं धन्यवादाः. अष्टविधाः स्फोटाः सन्ति. वर्णपदवाक्य इति त्रिषु प्रत्येकं जातिस्फोटः व्यक्तिस्फोटः, अर्थात् वर्णव्यक्तिस्फोटः वर्णजातिस्फोटः, पदव्यक्तिस्फोटः पदजातिस्फोटः, वाक्यव्यक्तिस्फोटः वाक्यजातिस्फोटः इति षट् प्रभेदाः. तैः सह अखण्डपदस्फोटः अखण्डवाक्यस्फोटः इति आहत्य अष्टौ स्फोटाः परिगणितास्सन्ति. तेषु वाक्यस्फोटः मुख्यः. वस्तुतः वाक्यस्फोटः एव सत्यः. सो इट् इस् द ओन्ली रियल् स्फोट. द अदर्स् आर् स्टिल् कन्सिडर्ड् फार् वेरियस् पर्पसेस्. अग्रिमः प्रश्नः, वर्णस्फोटो नाम कः? सः वास्तविकः उत काल्पनिकः? So what do we mean by varnasphota? Is it real or imagined? Shantaram Mahodaya. Are you speaking? I cannot hear you. This. Okay. Anybody else? What is Varnasphota? Vijayalakshmi?
Kalpanikaha.
Kalpanikaha. Varnasphotaha namakaha?
Prakriti pratya vibhagaha. Nipataha, upasargaha, sarvepi kalpanikaha.
Na varnasphotaha iti padasya kaha arthaha?
Padasphotaha.
तरही कहा भेद है वर्णस्फोटस्य पदस्फोटस्य
वाक वाक्यस्य अवयवः पदम् पद वर्ण समूहः
किन्तु सत्यं पदः वर्णसमूहः इत्युक्ते वर्णानां नाम अक्षराणां समूहः इत्युच्यते किन्तु वर्णस्फोट शब्देन किम् अभिप्रैति इति चिंता नास्ति पश्यामः अन्ये केपि
प्रकृति प्रत्ययः कल्पना काल्पनिका एव
प्रकृति प्रत्ययः वर्ण पदेन अत्र वर्णस्फोटः इत्यत्र वर्ण शब्देन अक्षराणि न उच्यन्ते प्रकृति प्रत्ययः तत्तदर्थवाचकाः इति वर्णस्फोटः पदस्फोटः इत्युक्ते पदं अर्थं बोधयति सो पदस्फोट मीन्स दट द पद एज अ होल expresses a meaning, whereas Varnasphota means the divisions within the pada, which is the prakriti and pratyaya, they convey their own meanings. Prakriti pratyayaha tattadartha vachakaha ityarthaha satu kalpanika eva vastutaha prakriti
shastriya prakriya nirvaha
satyam shastriya prakriya nirvaha arthaha Varnasphotaha vakyan vakyanasya sulabhataya asadhyatva since even though we finally say that it is the vakya which conveys a meaning. We cannot analyze a vakya easily. So that is why we divide vakya into pada and pada into varna. So varna here means prakriti and pratyaya. Prakritya kashtana arthaha buddhyate, pratyayena aparaha arthaha buddhyate. Yatha pachakaha iti padam. Tatra pachidhatuna pakarthaha buddhyate. Ti akha iti nul pratyayena karta buddhyate iti. सह वर्णस्फोटः सह काल्पनिकः शास्त्रकृत कल्पितः सो इट इज द मीनिंग्स ऑफ द प्रकृतिज एंड प्रत्ययस आर गिवन बाय शास्त्रकार एंड इट इज प्योरली फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ अन्वाख्यान दैट इज शास्त्र प्रक्रिया निर्वाहार्थमेव बिकॉज इवन अ पर्सन हु डज नॉट नो व्याकरण विल नॉट नो व्हाट इज पचधातु और व्हाट इज नुल प्रत्यय But he will understand pachaka. Padasya avagamanam bhavati. Kinto tatra prakriti pratyayanam avagamanam na bhavati. Ataha varnasphotaha kalpanikaha. Akhanda vakya sphotaha eva tattvam ityuktam. It is actually only the akhanda vakya which is vachakam. Ityeva paramasiddhantaha. Akhandam yadvakyam tena arthaha buddhyate iti. Tarhi anye sphotaha kimarthaha. So why do we have the other seven kinds of sphotas? Anye sphotah kimarthah? Yes.
Namaste. Yeah, I'm trying to. I'll try. This is because it is not possible to have sakti graha on each different statements, vakyas, and therefore, in order to make that possible, these other sphotas are conceived.
Correct. Yes. So vakyanam anantyat vakye shakti grahasya asambhavat. So to understand each. Sentence separately is difficult. Atayeva upayaha, they are all means. Upaya pratipatyarthaha, upayaha, avyavasthitaha. So to understand the final truth or upaya, we have several means, which is upayas, endless means. So the other kinds are all that. So they are not actually real. So asatye vartmanisthitva tatasatyam samihate. उपायाशिक्षमाणानां बालानां उपलालनाः असत्ये वर्त्मनि स्थित्वा ततस्सत्यं समीहते. सो आल् दीस् उपायास् आर् फार् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् आफ् बालस्. बालस् नीड् नाट् बी चिल्ड्रन् एस् इट् इस् बट् दोस् हु आर् लर्निङ्ग् ओके. सो दे आर् लैक् स्टेप्स् टु हेल्प् यू रीच् अ हैयर् ट्रूत्. ओके, सो विथौट् द स्टेप्स् इट् मैट् बी डिफिकल्ट् टु रीच् दट् the actual truth. And they are asatye vartmani sthitva, even though they are all not true, satyam samihate, they will lead towards the truth. Okay, tadartham anye sphotaha kalpitaha. Pramanani kani kidrishasya shabdasya pramanyam. Bhanu Prakash
Mohan. There are four pramanas according to Nayayika. Pratyaksha Anumana, Upamana and Shabda Vedas. In the Vyakaran Shastra, we take care of only the Shabda Pramana because others already are not the part of Vyakarana.
We don't discuss the others. I mean,
we don't discuss them in Vyakarana. And Aptavakyam Pramanam.
Aptavakya Rupaha Shabdaha Pramanam. Ataha Pratyaksha Anumana Upamana Shabdaha Pramanani. So four means to knowledge according to the Jnana Shastra. And of those, Shabda is Pramana. Shabdaha Jnane Karanam. Sopi Sarvasyapi Shabdasya Pramanyam Nangi Kriyate. Aptavakya Rupaha Shabdaha. Aptascha Yathartha Vakta. Nishchita Jnanavan. अनुभववशात् निश्चितज्ञानवान् रागादिवशादपि न अन्यथावादी यथार्थवक्ता सः आप्तः तादृशस्य आप्तस्य वाक्यम् यः शब्दः तदेव प्रमाणम् इति स्वीक्रियते. शब्दप्रमाणेन यज्ज्ञानं जायते सः शब्दबोधः इत्युच्यते. शब्दबोधे कः हेतुः? सो हौ डु वि हाव् शब्दबोध? What are the factors which are essential for Shabda Bodha talker? Sheila?
Namaskar. वृत्तिज्ञानेन शब्दबोधः जायते.
सत्यं. सो वृत्तिज्ञानं, वृत्तिविशिष्टज्ञानं, तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न विषयक शाब्दबुद्धित्वावच्छिन्नं प्रति तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न निरूपित वृत्तिविशिष्टज्ञानं हेतुः. सो इट् इस् द वृत्तिज्ञान विच् हेल्प्स् इन् शाब्दबोध. सो तत्र वृत्तिविशिष्टज्ञानं, ज्ञाने वृत्तिवैशिष्ट्यं द्विविधम् इत्युच्यते. एकः स्वविषयक उद्बुद्धसंस्कारः, तृतीयः स्व आश्रयभूतस्य पदस्य ज्ञानम्. सो वेन् देर् इस् वृत्ति, वृत्ति इस् पदपदार्थ ज्ञान. सो इट् शुड् बि संस्कार, नाट् ज्ञान. दट् इस् द फस्ट् टैम् यु केनाट् हाव् शाब्दबोध. सो अन्येन केनचित् प्रमाणेन शक्तिग्रहे जाते तस्याः शक्तेः संस्कारः यत्र उद्बुद्धः अस्ति. पदस्य च ज्ञानं विद्यते, तत्र शाब्दबोधः भवति इति प्रतिपादितम्. अत एव अगृहीतवृत्तिकस्य शाब्दबोधो न भवति. ही हू हेज़् नाट् ग्रास्ड् द वृत्ति, दट् इस् अस्य शब्दस्य अस्मिन् अर्थे शक्तिः इति शक्तिग्रहः यस्य न जातः तस्य शाब्दबोधो न भवति. विस्मृतवृत्तिकस्य, कदाचित् शक्तिग्रहः अभूत् पुनश्च विस्मृतं, तथापि शाब्दबोधः न भवति. नापि तत्पदम् अजानतः, पदस्य ज्ञानं नास्ति चेदपि शब्दबोधः न भवति. किञ्च तद्धर्मावच्छिन्नत्वम् उभयत्र अपेक्षितम्. कः धर्मः? वाट् इस् द ऐडेण्टिफैयिङ्ग् आट्रिब्यूट् विच् रेकग्नैजस् अ वर्ड्? यथा गुड इति शब्दः यत्र उच्यते, तत्र गुडत्वावच्छिन्नः गुडः, गुडशब्दवाच्यः इत्येव बोधः. सो इर् ऐडेण्टिफैयिङ्ग् दट् सब्स्टेन्स् एस् बिलाङ्गिङ्ग् टु अ क्लास् called guda, gudatva, which possesses the attributes of gudatva. Tatra madhuryasya bodhaha, madhurya prakarakaha bodhaha, madhuratvavachinnaha gudaha iti bodhaha shabdat na bhavati. So by hearing the word guda, you will not get the understanding of sweetness. Okay. Gudaha ityukte guda gudatvavachinnaha gudaha iti bodhaha bhavati. Anyesham bodhaha prakarantarena bhavitum arhati. We associate jaggery with sweetness because of other pramanas and not because of shabda bodha. Ataha akashasya va janakasya chaitrasya va bodhaha na bhavati. Shabda bodhe tadharmavachinna vishayaka shabda buddhitvavachinnam prati tadharmavachinna nirupita vritti vishishta jnanam hetuhu. Ye adharma shritatvena shakti grahaha athava vritti grahaha tadharma shritatvena iva shabda bodhaha bhavati. Pratipaditam. Tarkikamate shaktihi vrittihi tridha shaktihi lakshana vyanjana tatra shaktihi tarkikamate shaktihi namaka. What is the take of tarkikas on shakti? Mridula.
Tarkikamate shakti sanketa.
Kim rupaha? Kim rupa shakti? Kim rupaha sanketa?
Sanketa sambandha.
What is it? What is the phrase? Moolatah kim vadanti? Shakti hi nama? Ishvarecha. Deva sanketa sambandha. Kintu ishvarecha. Asmat shabda ayamartho bodhavyaha. Iti. Ityevam rupaha ishvarecha eva shaktihi iti devadanti. Shaktihi eva sanketaha saeva sambandhaha iti tarkikanam matam. Kimartham na ishvarecha shaktihi kutaha na sambhavati. Tattu nirakriyate nageshavattena. Kimartham? Why can we not accept that ishvarecha is shakti? Yes.
I think Ishwarecha cannot be thought of as a sambandha because there is no vritti niyamaka tatra, vishishta buddhi niyamakatvam nasti. Iti kritva tatra Ishwarecha shakti na bhavati iti vayakaranam chintanam.
Sambandha shaktihi nama sambandha padapadarthayo sambandha sambandhascha dvishtha sambandhidvaya bhinnatve sati dvishtatve sati ashrayataya vishishta buddhi niyamakaha tadrishaha eva sambandhaha dichayam tu tannasti. Ghata shabdaha ichchavan athava ghata padarthaha ichchavan iti dvishtatvam nasti vishishta ashrayataya vishishta buddhi niyamakatvam api nasti ityataha ishvarecha shaktihi na इच्छा इति शक्तिः भवितुं नार्हति तर्हि वैयाकरणमतानुगुणं शक्तिः नाम का. What is शक्ति according to वैयाकरणस्? What is our take on शक्ति?
Sambandhantaram eva shaktihi iti. Natu ishurecha na sambandhantaram eva shaktihi. Tattu vachaka vachya bhava sambandhaha. Yattu tatra bhavati. Tat how it is seen because of the Sanketaha. Where the we use the pada when we have to actually, when we see the padartha, we immediately remember the pada. And when somebody utters the pada, we immediately remember the padartha. This type of adhyasa eva.
Itaretara adhyasaha. Sanketaha.
Itaretara adhyasa eva sanketaha. Sanketa mulatvam tad sambandham jyotete. Yatahi, even if there is a lamp, aloka vastu sattve eva
sambandhe
tad sati. Tad sati. Prakashyate. Even for understanding the Shakti, Shakti cannot be grasped immediately. Always by the effect, the energy cannot be visualized. Only the force will tell the energy like that. Only the effect will tell you that there is some force behind it. So, the effect is this. Idam ka yetat yitasra idam or yetat pustakam, like that we say. At the same time, kaha nama pustakam will tell. Kim nama pustakam yitasra, we also tell the same answer. Yetat pustakam iti. That the name is also pustakam. But the padartha also pustakam, so like that it becomes. That is the sankheta shakti.
So, vayakaranamate bhinnaha padarthaha. So, what the tarkika say? Shaktihi saiva sanketaha sambandhaha asmavihi parthakyam pradarshyate. Shaktihi parapadarthayo sambandhaha vachyavachaka bhava parapariyayaha. So, Shakti is a sambandha which links pada and padartha, also called as vachya vachaka bhava. So, it is that which helps, says that, okay, this artha is conveyed by this pada or this pada is conveyed by this artha. So, there is this sambandha which brings the pada and padartha together, that is Shakti. Kintu shaktehe sakshat darshanam athava avagamanam na bhavati. Sanketaha itaretara adhyasaha tanmulakam tadatmyam. Yathatena uktam kashchit ghatam pashyati ayam kaha iti prashte ghataha iti uttaram. Kim nama kaha ayam, what is it called? Ityasyapi ghataha ityeva uttaram. So, padarthasya vishaye arthavishayakasya prashnasya shabda vishayakasya cha prashnasya ekameva uttaram vyavahare drishyate. Idameva tadatmyam, shabdarthayoho tadatmyam. Ateva sarvatra vyavaharaha artham vadati. Shabdam vadati ityadi. Shabdasya uccharana rupaha dharmaha sambhavati. Arthasya tu na sambhavati. Kintu arthe api shabda dharmaha aropyate. Evam om ityekaksharam brahma. Om iti padam. Tasya arthaha brahma ityuchyate. Shabdartha yoho samanadhikaranyena vyavaharaha. Etena shabdartha yoho tadatmyam bodhyate. Tadatmya rupaha sambandhaha asti. Tatra karanam itaretara adhyasaha. Kimartham tadatmyam ityuchyate? Itaretara adhyasaha. Ekasmin anyadharmaropaha asti. Ataha tadatmya rupaha sambandhaha asti. Yatra etadrishaha tadatmya sambandhaha asti. Tatra shabdabodhaha asmakam karyam. Said sakshat shaktehe pratitihi na bhavati. Karyam nama shabdabodhaha. Asmat ekam ghataha iti shabdam yadashrunumaha tada padarthasya bodhaha bhavati. Tattu karyam. Kimartham bhavati tatra tadatmyam asti. Ghatasya, ghata shabdasya, ghata padarthasya cha. Kena asmabhihi shaktihi anugamyate. Upakarasya yatrasti dharmastatra anugamyate. Shakti nama pyasau shaktihi iti bhartriharina apyuktam. Evancha padapadarthayoho sambandhantaram shaktihi vachyavachaka bhavaha eva shaktihi. Tadgrahakam shaktigrahakam itaretara adhyasaha tanmulakam tadatmyam sambandhaha. Tadatmya sambandhe sati shabdarthayoho tadatmyat shabdabodhaha jayate iti vayyakarana siddhantaha. Shabdarthayoho tadatmyam nirupayata, the same thing which we discussed right now. So we see vyavahara kaha iti arthavishayake prashne, kim nama kaha iti shabdavishayake prashne, samanam uttaram, evancha vyavaharaha vriddhiradaich, vriddhipadam adaich iti arthaha samanadhikaranyena vyavaharaha, ityadibhihi shabdarthayoho tadatmyam buddhyate. Bauddhah padarthaha nama kaha. Kimartham angikartavyaha. So what is Bauddha Padartha? Why should we accept the existence of Bauddha Padartha? Anybody wants to try this? As a Tumbara, maybe you should. You have not tried anything. Anybody else? Shantaram?
Buddhideshastaha padartha. Buddhideshastaha
padartha. Shruyate. Ah, Shruyate, vadatu. Kimartham bauddha padartha?
Iha padartha buddhideshastaha tasa eva bauddha iti.
Kimartham bauddha padarthasya angikaraha kriyate? Why do we accept the existence of Bauddha Padartha?
Yatuhi anayoreva tadatmyam. That's not.
Anayoreva tadatmyam iti ichyate. If there is a Bauddha Padartha, then we can say there is a tadatmyam. Kintu Bauddha Padartha asti iti kimartham svikaraniyam. Okay, let's say there is no Bauddha Padartha. That the actual artha is only that which exists. There is no Bauddha Padartha. What happened? So, why not?
Yat padam na purum shrutam, tasya anupapattihi iti.
Na, yadi padam purvam na shrutam, tarhi tasya bodhaha na bhavatyeva. See, that we have already discussed in Shakti Graha or Shabda Bodha. So for Shabda Bodha, for us to understand a word, it is accepted that you already know the word and you already know the meaning. That is, there has been Shakti Graha. So if there has been no earlier Shakti Graha, or if you don't know the word, there is no Shabda Bodha. Bhanu Prakash,
good morning, ma'am. I think the answer could be that in the Vastu Shunyaha also we can use the word.
Vastu Shunyaha, there are words which refer to Padarthas. I mean, there are words.
Yes.
Right, go ahead.
You told that beautiful sloka. Yasha Vandhya Suto Yati. Like that. These are not really four, these are not padarthas, but we can understand something out of that with the buddhi.
Yes. So we find that MS very, very vastly used because not all words in a language represent real objects. Okay. So there are many words in all languages. So, when we talk of things which may not exist, they are imaginary things. So, imaginary, as I said, there are many things which we create out of our imagination for which there is no actual object. So, if we say that Padartha is always a real object, then we cannot understand words for which there is no real object. So, as in that shloka, say Vandhya Sutaha, the son of a Vandhya. So if she is Vandhya, there cannot be a son. If there is a son, she cannot be a Vandhya. So there cannot be anything called Vandhya Suta. Or Shashashringam, there is no horn for a rabbit. So still we do understand the word Shashashringam. So that is because Bauddha Padartha, the Padartha exists in our mind. So when we hear Shasha, we know it is a hair. Shringa is a horn. So even though the real hair may not have horns, we can imagine a hair with horns. There is nothing which prevents our buddhi from doing so. Even knowing that the horn does not exist. See, that is the difference. Tarkikai kimichate brahmaha ityuchate. But it is not Brahma, because knowing that a hair does not have horns, we can still imagine Shashashringa. That is the power of the buddhi. Shabda jnana anupati vastu shunyaha vikalpaha. So vastutaha bahya padarthasya abhave api shabda jnana matrena buddhau kashchidarthaha anupatati sayeva bauddha padarthaha iti angi kriyate. Etadasheshu padeshu saeva angi kartavyaha. So for those which do not have an external padartha, we have to take bauddha padartha. So what do we do? For all words, there is a bauddha padartha. So whether there is a real ghata outside or not, the moment I hear ghata, there is something which flashes in the mind. So this understanding is actually in the mind. So the padartha is also there. So tadrishasya bauddha padarthasya iva tadatmyam asmabhi sikriyate. Atayeva vastutaha padarthe ye dharmaha yatha guda shabde guda padarthe madhuryam asti vanhi padarthe dahakattvam asti bauddha padarthe na bhavati. So the actual properties of the bahya padartha, like sweetness or the power to burn or anything, is not there in the bauddha padartha. That is why shabdarthayoho tadatmiyapi guda shabda uccharanena madhuryasya asvadaha na bhavati evam vanhi shabdasya uccharanena dahaha na bhavati ityadi asmabhihi samadhiyate. Vastutaha bauddha padarthaha angi kartavyaha, because without it we cannot explain the understanding of words for which there is no actual padartha. Apicha tadrishanam padanam padatvam eva nasyat. Yadi arthatvatvam nasti tarhi shashashringa iti padam pratipadikam na bhavati. Yadi pratipadikam na tarhi suadhyutpatihi na bhavati padatvam na siddhyati prayogaha na shakyate. So we can neither use the word nor understand the word for which there is no bahya padartha. So that is why we accept bauddha padartha for all cases. Apabhramsheshu shaktihi asti utana vicharayata. So, do we have shakti in apabhramshas or not? According to Vaiyakaranas.
According to the Vaiyakaranas, apabhramsheshu api shakti asti. That is because those who do not know the sadhu sabda, even with the apabhramsa, there is arthabhagaman.
Correct. So, tarkika mate apabhramsheshu shakti hi nasti. Tarkika ha nangi kurvanti. Sadhu shabdeshu eva shakti hi iti angi kurvanti. Ito hi tanmate ishwarecha. Ishwarastu sadhu shabda naam eva arthabodhakatvam sanketitavan iti karanena sadhu shabdeshweva shaktim angi kurvanti tarkikaha vayyakranastu apabhramsheshvapi shaktihi asti ata eva arthavagamaha bhavati nishchaya rupena arthavagamaha natu sadhu smarana purvakam nava bhrama jnanam vastutaha sadhu shabda shravane yatha shabdabodhaha bhavati evamapi apashabda shravanena api shabdabodhaha bhavati samanayam arthavagatau shabdaischa apashabdaischa shastrena dharma niyamaha kintu sadhu shabda prayoge eva dharmaha athava abhyudayaha iti vaiyakaranaanam matam. Shakti katidha, how many kinds, types of shakti do we have? Examples. Yes, Ratambhara.
There are three types of shakti.
Rudi,
yogaha, yoga rudihi iti. Prathamam rudihi. Rudhi is when we understand the word with just hearing the word without having to divide it prakriti pratyaya, without making any prakriti pratyaya vibhaga. For example, in case of Nupuraha or Manihi, there is no prakriti pratyaya vibhaga. We just understand the word by hearing the word. In case of Yogaha, we understand the word through its prakriti pratyaya vibhaga. For example, when we say the word Pachakaha. And in the third case, Yoga Rudihi, a single word will have both Yogaha and Rudihi. Like Pankajaha, we say Panka Jayate iti. We understand when we say Panka Jayate also, and it has both Yogaha and Rudihi.
Operating together. To give a single meaning. So, because in Pankajam, Pankajayate iti Pankajam iti Yogartha asti, that which is born from Panka. But not everything born from Panka is called Pankajam. So once we understand the Yogartha, which is Pankajayate, there are still several Padarthas which could qualify for Pankaja. Okay, so there are several things which are born there. But of all those, now Rudhi operates and says it is only the lotus and nothing else which is called Pankaja. So we have Yoga and Rudhi operating together to give a single meaning. So Pankajam will always mean lotus. We do not call an insect which is born in Panka as Pankajam. Why? Because even though the Yogartha holds, Rudhi will not allow it. Okay. And that is why we call it as Yoga Rudhi. Yoga Rudhyoho Samavayena Avayavartha Vishishta Rudhi Samudaya Shaktya Yatrarthaha Buddhyate Sa Yoga Rudhihi. Yeah. So Shaktihi Trividha Yogaha Rudhihi Yoga Rudhihi. Yes.
And there is one more case for Yogya Rudhihi. Right? Yogya Rudhihi.
It is not Yogya. Yogika Rudham Padam. Another kind of word. Called Yaugika Rudham.
Yaugika Rudham, in which a single word we have two meanings. For example, if we take Ashwaha, it means horse. And also Shala.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
It means a plant and also means a horse shed. Vajishala.
Horse.
So that
so
is
in this case.
It is, the word is called Yogika Rudham, but that is not a separate Shakti there. When Rudhi operates, the word Ashwagandha will mean a plant, a particular plant. Whereas when Yoga operates, we say Ashwasya Gandhaha, so that in which there is the scent of horses, which is a shed, horse shed. Ataha Yogena Ashwashalayaha Bodhaha Bhavati, Rudhya Oshadhi Visheshasya Bodhaha Bhavati. So, there they do not operate together. Okay. So, Shakti gives a different meaning, or rather, Rudhi gives a different meaning, and Yoga gives another meaning. So, based on context, we take either of these. So, mostly we take Rudhi, because Yoga is Rudhir Baliyasi iti Nyayaha. So, Etadrisheshu Shabdeshu Prayena Rudhyarthasyaiva Bhanam Bhavati Kadachit Tatparya Visheshate Yogarthasyapi Bhanam Bhavati. In case of Yoga Rudhi, it is a separate Shakti because it is like both of them operating together. You cannot separate Yoga and Rudhi there. So together they bring out a particular meaning. So that is called Yoga Rudhi. So Rudhihi, Yogaha, Yoga Rudhihi, iti Tridha Shaktihi. Nanartha Keshu Shabdeshu Shakti Niyamanopayaha Ke. So, examples and how in wherever a word has multiple meanings, how do we decide on a particular meaning? What are the ways? So, we saw this Sanyoga Viprayogascha. So, there are several ones. So, examples you will have to know. So, if you think on the basis of these questions, you should be able to understand the Shakti Prakaranam better. Do you have any questions in Shakti Prakarana? Any doubts or anything to be discussed? Yes.
Ma'am, I have just one question.
Hmm.
Can you just explain how the Bhumam Pankaja Mutpannam Kalahara Kairava Mukteshwepi Pankaja Shityadi? There, does it come under Yogi Garuda or is it continuing the expression of Yoga Garuda?
The word Pankaja, we do not normally consider it as Yogi Garuda. It is Yoga Rudhi because normally 99% of the time it is Yoga Rudhi. By Yoga Rudhi, we always have the meaning of lotus. Okay. But there are instances where kevalasya yogarthasya, kevalasya rudhyarthasya va bhanam. So when we take it in the context of bhumau pankajam utpannam, then we take it as only Rudhi. So there the word pankaja is only Rudha as a lotus. So we do not take the yogartha into consideration at all. Okay. So like I said, whether it is mukha pankajam. So we do not say that the mukha was born in panka. Okay. So it is like a lotus. So we take only the rudhyartha. So in this context, it is only through rudhi that we understand pankaja. Whereas when we say kalhara kairava mukheshwapi pankajeshu, so there it is not lotus because we are talking about different kinds of flowers. So there we take only yoga and we do not consider rudhi. So tatra pankaja shabdaha yogikaha natu rudhaha. But in all normal contexts where we use pankaja, it is a yoga rudha shabda. Okay. Which is both the yoga and rudhi combined to give the meaning of pankaja. Okay. But yogika rudham is different. So it has two separate meanings at all. Totally different, which are not related to each other. Mridula?
Pankajani Kartra Ityatra Vigraha Pankajani Kartra Ityatra
Jani Kartra Prakriti Ityanena Tatra Apadanatram Ataha Panke Jani Kartra. It is that which is born jayate jani kartri janihi nama janma janmasya kartri jayate tadeva. So pankapadanakam jani kartri bhavati satra prakriti. Any other questions? So before we, let's at least start lakshana today, but before that there's a small exercise. I'll upload this file. I mean, it's not fully ready, but I'll upload this file along with today's this one. So these are a small exercise on Shakti Prakarana. So there are no detailed questions. I mean, the essay type questions are all what are there in the PPT. So you can think over them. You can, if you want, you can write them down. If you want me to look through it, I will. But this exercise is all objective. Okay. So there will be first Suktam Uttaram Chinuta. So there is multiple options, so you have to choose the correct option. So there will be a few questions. I'll add a few more. It says Spoto Nama Kaha. Dvanihi Arthaha Arthavachaka Shabdaha Vispotanam. Eteshu Spotaha Nama Kaha. Granthanu Sarena. So all questions according to the Grantha. So that is the one kind of question. The second, Etani Padani Vibhajata. Classify these words into Rudha, Yogika, Yoga Rudham or Yogika Rudham. What kind of a word is Kumbhakara? Is it Yogikam, Rudham, Yoga Rudham or Yogika Rudham? Okay, so these words. And the last one, Hari Shabdasya Kutra Shakti. The word Hari is an Anarthaka Shabda. It has several meanings. Okay, if you look up a dictionary, you will find it. So it means Vishnu, it means Indra, it means horse, lion, monkey and so on. So, eteshu prayogeshu, there are several vakyas given. Tasmin prayoge harishabdasya kaha arthaha katham nyayate. So, we studied the sanyoga, viprayoga, etc. So, which of those can we use to determine that hari means this in this particular context? Okay. So, what is the meaning and how do we determine that meaning based on that shlokas, sanyoga, viprayogashta. Okay. So, these will be the questions. So please work these out. We will discuss this in the next class. Okay, that is about Shakti. Lakshana Dvitiya Vrittihi Vrittihi Tridha Shakti Lakshana Vyanjana Ityuktam. Nanu lakshana kah padarthaha. So what is this lakshana? Iti chet atra tarkikaha. Tatrapi tarkikamatam adav uchyate. Prayena angi kriyate. So we do unlike shakti, where we do not accept the tarkika definition of shakti. Atra to lakshana havishaye yadyad uchyate tat prayena angi kriyate. Kvachit matabhedaha asti. So there are only a few cases where there is matabheda shown. Sva shakya sambandhaha lakshana. So what is lakshana? Sva shakya sambandhaha. Svam nama padam. Tasya shakyaha arthaha. Tena saha sambandhaha. So it is a relation with the shakya artha. That is called lakshana. Okay, it is not the direct shakya artha itself. There is a shakya artha. Tena saha sambandhaha yatra bhavati sa lakshana ityuchyate. Atra adhaha. Svapadena lakshanikatvena abhimatam padam grahyam. Yat padam lakshanikam. Yatha tathahi atreva udaharanam diyate. Gangayam ghoshaha ityatra. Gangayam ghoshaha iti lakshanayaha prasiddham udaharanam. Tatra svam nama gangapadam. Sva shakya sambandhaha lakshana iti lakshanayaha lakshanam. So that is the definition of lakshana. Tatra svam nama gangapadam. Tat shakyaha arthaha kaha pravahaha. So what is the direct meaning of the word ganga? It means the river, the pravaha. Tat shakyaha gangapada shakyaha pravahaha arthaha. Tat sambandhena. Kintu gangayam ghoshaha ityatra, ganga tire ghoshaha ityartha pratiyate. Ataha, svam gangapadam, tat chakyaha pravahaha arthaha, tat sambandhena tirasya upasthitihi. So related to that pravaha is the tira, associated with the pravaha. Ataha, tirasya upasthitihi. Atra lakshana ityuchyate, gangapadasya lakshanaya tiraha artha, tiram ityartha pratiyate. So here the sambandha between Ganga and Tira is called lakshana. Ganga shabdasya pravaha rupa padarthena saha shaktihi sambandhaha. Ganga padasya tiram tira padarthena saha lakshana sambandhaha. Tatra Ganga padam lakshanikam ityuchyate. Tiram iti lakshyam ityuchyate. So like we have shaktam padam shakyaha arthaha, atra lakshanikam padam lakshyaha arthaha, tayo sambandhaha lakshana. So kasyachit padasya shakyarthena saha anyaha kasyachit sambandhaha yada pratiyate sa eva lakshana. Ataha atra tire shaktihi na kalpyate. So Ganga does not mean tira directly. Kadapi Ganga padena sakshat tiram ityarthaha na budhyate. Ataha shaktihi nasti tatsambandhe tatsambandhini tire lakshana eva angikriyate. Astu tarhi sarvatra yatra bhinnaha padarthaha santi tatra sarvatra ekaha shakyarthaha anya sarve lakshanikaha arthaha iti vadamaha iti prashnaha. So can we do that? So the Ganga, it means only pravaha. The direct shakyartha is only pravaha. But we do understand tira by lakshana. Similarly, yatra yatra bahavaha pada arthaha santi, tatra sarvatra, ekaha shakyarthaha, anye sarvepi lakshanikarthaha iti vaktum shakyateva iti chet na. So there are cases where a single word has shakti with different objects. Yatha saindhavam. Saindhavadau, saindhava pade, lavana ashvayoho, paraspara sambandhabhavat, nana shakti kalpanam. So it has two different meanings, lavana and ashva. Right? Lavanam ityapi arthaha asti, ashvaha ityapi arthaha asti, paraspara sambandhabhavat, kintu parasparam sambandhahan asti. Yatha ganga shabdasya tirasya cha. Ganga iti pravahasya tirasya cha sambandhaha asti, tatha lavanasya ashvasya cha paraspara sambandhaha nasti. Ataha nana shakti kalpanam. Saindhava padasya lavane api shaktihi, ashve api shaktihi iti nana shaktihi kalpyate. Gangayam ghoshaha ityatratu, pravahaha shakyarthaha, tiram iti lakshyarthaha नतु शक्यार्थः यद्यपि लवणाश्वयोः संयोगोपि संभवति सो इज वन मोर आर्ग्युमेंट यू से दैट देयर इज नो संबंध बिटवीन लवण एंड अश्व संयोग संबंधः शक्यते कदा यत्र अश्वे निक्षिप्तं लवणम् सो यू पुट सम लवण ऑन द अश्व यू पुट सम साल्ट ऑन द हॉर्स संयोग संबंधः अस्ति किल एवञ्च परस्पर संबंधाभावः कथम् इति चेत् यद्यपि लवणाश्वयोः संयोगोपि संभवति यत्र अश्वे निक्षिप्तं लवणम् तथापि निरंतर तत्संबंधस्यैव ग्रहणतात्पर्येण अर्थकथनम् इट इज नॉट अ परमानेंट संबंध सो नियमेन यत्र शक्यार्थस्य अन्यस्य च अर्थस्य संबंधः बुध्यते तत्रैव लक्षणं लवणस्य अश्वस्य संयोग संबंधः कदाचित् भवति प्रायेण न भवति वी डू नॉट असोसिएट लवण विथ अश्व कंपल्सरीली अतः तत्र लक्षण नास्ति अपितु शक्तिः भिन्ना शक्तिः लव सैंधव शब्दस्य लवणे अपि शक्तिः अश्वे अपि शक्तिः घोष शब्दस्य कः अर्थः घोषः आभीरपल्ली विलेज घोष मीन्स अ विलेज अ विलेज ऑफ अ कौहर्ड विलेज अ समथिंग लाइक इट्स जस्ट अ विलेज गंगायाम घोषः फॉर दोज हू आर नॉट एक्सपोज्ड आई मीन in studying the Shastra Granthas, the Gangayam Ghosha is such a frequent example that well, we sometimes forget that okay, it might not be understood by everybody. Gangayam Ghosha means a village on the banks of the Ganga. Okay, Gangayam iti saptami upayujyate, arthat Ganga madhye Ghosha ityartha pratiyate. Kintu Ganga nadyam pravahe Ghoshasya nama gramasya असंभवात् सिंस अ ग्राम कैनॉट बी सिचुएटेड विद इन द रिवर तीरे लक्षण सो दट इज वै गंगायाम घोष इत्यस्य गंगा तीरे घोष इत्यर्थः इट इज ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ द गैंजेस बट स्टिल वी एक्सप्रेस इट एज गंगायाम घोष किं प्रयोजनम् इत्युक्ते गंगायाः शैत्य पावनत्वादयः गुणाः द एट्रिब्यूट्स ऑफ द गंगा सच एज द coolness or the sacredness, they are being transferred to the Tira. That is why we use Lakshana. It is easier to say Ganga Tire Ghoshaha. Everybody will understand it. But Lakshana Yaha Prayoge Vivaksha Tatparyamasti. There is a reason why we say Gangayam Ghoshaha and not Ganga Tire Ghoshaha. Even though it means the same, we do understand it as Ganga Tire Ghoshaha. The extreme proximity, it is so close to the Ganga that the attributes of the Ganga are being transferred to that village, are found in that village. Okay. Ataha Gangayam Ghoshaha iti Lakshana. Tatra Ganga Padasya Ganga Pravahaha iti Arthaha na apitu Ganga Tiram iti Arthaha. Sacha Arthaha Lakshanaya Budhyate. So it is not a direct relation between the Ganga Pada and Tira Padartha. It is an indirect relation. Sva shakya sambandha. Ganga padasya shakyarthaha ganga pravahaha. Tat sambadhe tire lakshana. Ataha tiram lakshyam. Lakshyarthaha tiram. Ityuchyate. Sva shakya sambandho lakshana. Sacha dvidha. Lakshana dvividha. Gauni shuddha cha. Gauni lakshana. Shuddha lakshana. Iti dvividha bhavati. गौणी नामक स्व निरूपित सादृश्याधिकरणत्व संबंधे शक्य संबंध्यर्थ प्रतिपादिका गौणी सो गुणात् आगता गौणी सो गौणी मीन्स दट विच इज बेस्ड ऑन द गुण दट इज सादृश्य स्व निरूपित सादृश्याधिकरणत्व संबंधेन सो एज वी सॉ देयर इज अ संबंध बिटवीन द शक्यार्थ एंड द लक्ष्यार्थ सह संबंध यदि सादृश्यम सादृश्य रूपः सम्बन्धः तर्हि गौणी लक्षणा इत्युच्यते स्वनिरूपित सादृश्याधिकरणत्व सम्बन्धेन शक्य सम्बन्ध्यर्थ प्रतिपादिका गौणी उदाहरणमपि अत्रैव व्याख्याने अस्ति गौणी इति लक्ष्यमाण गुण सम्बन्ध स्वरूपा यथा अग्निर्माणवकः इति प्रयोगः माणवकः नाम बालः अग्निः हि इज फायर That is atyantam tejasvi, athava atyantam shuddhaha ityarthe agnirmanavakaha iti prayogaha. Tathahi lakshyamanaha yaha gunaha shuchitvadihi tatsambandha rupa. So here the agni, when we say manava kaha agnihi, kaha arthaha agni sadrishaha, he is similar to fire in certain attributes. The attribute of being very, you know, the attributes of splendor or shuchitva, that is purity. So evam agni sadrishyam asti manava kaha agni sadrishaha atra agni padam lakshanikam. The word agni is lakshanika. Okay. So swashakyarthaha kaha agnihi, fire is the shakyartha. Tat sambandhaha gunaha. Now we are trying to get a sambandha with a guna, an attribute which is related of that shakyartha, such as tejaha athava shuchitvam ityadi. Ataha idrishi lakshana gauni ityuchyate. Tad atirikta sambandhena shakya sambandhyartha pratipadika shuddha. So other than sadrishya, there is some other sambandha which gives the lakshyartha, that is called shuddha. Yatha gangayam ghoshaha. So tatra gangapadasya pravahaha shakyarthaha tiram lakshyarthaha. So tiram pravaha sadrishamna. We are not saying the tira is like pravaha. It is associated, there is direct association with the pravaha. Sanyoga sambandhaha asti pravahasya tirasyaka. Ataha yatra sadrishya sambandhena lakshyarthaha buddhyate sa gauni lakshana ityuchyate. Yatra sadrishya atirikta sambandhena tad atirikta sambandhena shakya sambandhyartha pratipadika shuddha. So this is the first kind of division of lakshana. Shuddha lakshana, gauni lakshana. Yatra sadrishya sambandhena lakshyarthasya pratitihi tatra gauni lakshana. Yatra sadrishya bhinnena sambandhena lakshyarthasya pratitihi sa shuddha lakshana. Prakarantarena api sadvividha. So there is another kind of classification based on a different feature. So tattu agrimvarge pashyamaha. So we will see that in the next class on lakshana. So we will stop here. Any questions? So sankshepaha, we didn't do much today. Shakya sambandhaha, swashakya sambandhaha, lakshana, iti drakshanayaha, akshanam drashtam, sadvividha, gauni, yata sadrishya sambandhaha vidyate, shakyartha lakshyartha yohu, sa gauni ityuchyate, yata agnihi manavakaha, natu agnau, sorry, agnir manavakaha ityatra, agni sadrishaha iti, agni sadrishyam, sadrishya sambandhena lakshana, anya sambandhena yatra lakshana bhavati sa shuddha ityuchyate yatha gangayam ghoshaha ityatra. Shivannatva hinageshe nanindya paramalaghu vayyakarana siddhanta manju shaisha virachyate. Thank you. So next class we will have on Monday.